Amen. Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. May we hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. So I think the Lord started speaking to me today and will continue on. And I felt like he wanted me to go to Romans 8, and I thought, well, there's a ton of things there, and I've talked about just about everything in Romans chapter 8. So, but he just started speaking something a little differently to me. And I'll start with these scriptures. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. And the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children. And if we're children, we're heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of creation awaits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. And, you know, when I always read that creation, for some reason I always thought, like, the world, creation, you know, like the earth. Which it does, but really that word creation is actually creature. Like the creatures of God, people, they're waiting eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God, you know. For creation was subject to futility, emptiness, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it. And in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers pains of childbirth until now. And so there's like this, we know that that sin, of course, caused this, right? It's like these people are longing, and it uses the word, you know, birth pains, like they're having the pain of that, but there's no life there. And what they're waiting for is the real deal. For us, the sons of God, to be revealed as sons, to be revealed as heirs, everything that God intends for us to have in Christ, or heirs of God, heirs with Christ. And so there's a longing for that, for the creature, the fallen creature, longing, God put it in all of them, whether they know it or not, to see the real deal, the glorious freedom of the children of God. Right, okay. And that's all cool. Again, for we know that the whole creation groans and suffers pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of the body. For in hope we who have been saved, are we in hope we were saved? But hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we eagerly wait for it. And there's kind of a dual thing going on here. He's talking to him, like, we, there ought to be this, like, twofold thing going on within us. One, we're talking about, not within us, but creation longing to see the real deal. God's put within them, okay? But within us, there should be this thing that we're eagerly longing for our freedom as a son of God. In other words, so it's for us, you know, like going through the pains and that actually something has been birthed, right? We have hope. So there's this dual thing that while we're here on earth, we're longing, we want the fullness of Christ, we want everything that's ours. What it's like to walk around in the freedom as a son of God, you know. So that should be going on. And I hope that's going on within your heart. It should be. If it's not, then you ask the Holy Spirit or ask the Lord to put that in you. You know, a longing for that. Longing for more. But there's also here a groaning that we have and a longing to be clothed with our heavenly body. When our body is redeemed, right? And this is supposed to produce some kind of hope in us where we're eagerly anticipating it. That's what hope. Remember, hope is that confident expectation we've talked about, where that's going on within us at the same time. Like Paul, if you read the first chapter of Philippians, evidently the Lord gave him an option to come be with him or to stay. And he said to go be with him is so much better. Yet to be here is necessary for your sake. So Paul chose to stay with them a little bit longer, right? And then Peter talks about, you read 2 Peter chapter 1, he'll tell them that, hey, the Lord's made it real clear to me that my departure is imminent. I'm fixing to go be with him, okay? And you see within those guys a longing, like Paul wrote, if you want to go back and read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the whole chapter, not just the one about the new creation, but start at verse 1. It talks about this earthly tent that we're in. And we're longing to be clothed with our heavenly body. And Paul talks about in there a real longing, and that's what we've been created for, and a real desire to be clothed with that, with the incorruptible. Okay? And that's how that's how a lot of these early guys live their lives. That the hope, you know, of the here and now hope of God revealing to me of what it means to be a son, what it means to that he's my father, Abba Father, what it means to be an heir, but also that I can't wait to be clothed for this body to be fully redeemed. So I don't have to walk around with the principle of sin, the law of sin within my members, with my fallen humanity, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? But I think too, and I'm kind of thinking as I'm talking here because I know the Lord is wanting to take me deeper in this. I think, too, it gives us a healthy detachment from the world, you know, and what the world is offering us. And not to get, it's so easy to get caught up in, right, of stuff we don't have or, you know, stuff I'd long to do and didn't get to do, you know, our bucket list, which is okay to have a bucket list, but there's a better bucket list, y'all, you know. There's an awesome bucket list that we're headed towards, right? And I think what the Holy Spirit was just speaking to me, and it's just kind of showing me in my own personal life, honestly, how I don't really think about it. I mean, I don't think about or hope in or how cool it would be for my body to be redeemed and to be with the Lord. It's kind of hazy, you know? And I think, and y'all have heard me say this before, I think the church has it, we have a real poor perception of that. And where I think there needs to be a real good teaching on that, and where it needs to be a part of my life. Doesn't it say that? That we groan? You know, like groaning, that real word comes from a childbirthing thing, you know, where you're so longing to be, you know, come out of this, shed this earth suit and be with your, where your body's redeemed with your heavenly body. To be in the presence of God like that. And I've known very few people who actually are like that. You know. But I think a part of the fullness of Christ, if we're going to walk in the fullness of Christ, that's a part of it. Jesus longed to be with the Father. Paul longed to be with him. Peter, all these guys longed. If you read the early church fathers, all of them were, most of them were the same way. They just longed to be. You know, they were ready to, at any time, to, I'm ready. A real longing. Not just, okay, I believe that's going to happen. I'm okay. I mean, if I pull out in that street and get hit, I'm okay. You know, I know where I'm going to be. But there's also a part of fear there that's in me about that. I mean, I'm not afraid of death, but there's there that thing in me that's just unsettled. And you'd probably, if you're honest with me, you'd probably say it's there in you too. But that's not supposed to be there. There's a hope. Not a hope. He says, not a hope. Hope is not something you can see. Hope is something you can't see. And it says, if you can't see it, but you eagerly wait for it, then you persevere getting there. Because the end of the journey is just going to be so cool and so good. So I pray that two things are going on within you. That there's an anxious longing to see on this earth a revealing of the sons of God to you. That means to uncover, to come forth. And let the Lord deal with you on the other. Put a hope in you and an anxious longing for this body that you have to be redeemed. Kevin could tell us a lot of good stuff right now, couldn't he, Connie? I mean, he would just like, we could spend some time with him, he would put the longing in us and the hope in us. Amen. And that's part of just the fallen bodies, y'all. Part of what we have to battle through in our fallenness is trying to stay rooted and here, grab all the earth we can get. You know, clawing for everything. So, I didn't depress anybody, did you? I mean, that's just really should be a part of our daily lives. And as the Lord began to speak to me, then I began to think, man, I began to just say, why am I thinking this way? Or why am I, you know, where are my thoughts going to? And you kind of have to steer me back and asking the Lord just to reveal this even more to me. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.